Hi, welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of On This Day in Tudor History. Now, today I'm taking you back to the reign of Queen Mary I. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 27th of August 1557, St. Quentin was stormed by the English and Imperial forces, and this is a place in France. Admiral de Coligny and his French troops, numbering only 1,000, were overcome by around 60,000 soldiers, and St. Quentin fell. Henry Dudley, the youngest son of the late John Dudley, Duke of Northumberland, was killed by a cannonball during the storming. News of the victory reached England on the 3rd of September, with Henry Machin, merchant tailor and diarist, recording, "The same day at night came commandment that every church in London and other country and shire to sing and make bonfires for the winning of St. Quentin. And there was slain my Lord Harry Dudley, the younger son of the Duke of Northumberland that was headed, with many more at the winning of it." Chronicler Charles Risley simply recorded, "This month the king laid siege to the town of St. Quentin by the water of Somme, and on Friday the 27th of August the town was won by the king with the help of Englishmen." And of course, the king he's talking about there is Mary I's husband, Philip of Spain. And Juan de Pinedo wrote to Francisco de Vargas saying, "The news are that between 3 and 4 this afternoon, our troops fought their way into St. Quentin. Both sides fought most choicely and the English best of all. I will give you further details by the earliest opportunity. For the moment, there is no more to say because blows are still being exchanged inside the town, although they say that the Admiral of France has already been taken prisoner. Our Lord will give Philip the victory because he has behaved like a true Christian throughout." The Venetian ambassador went into a bit more detail in a dispatch written to the Doge and Senate on the 27th of August. "The besiegers at St. Quentin, with their pioneers and batteries, made such a breach that they thought at length they might give the assault, having simultaneously digged some mines underneath the platform with the intention of exploding them at the moment of the assault when the defenders would be on it. This scheme having been communicated to the Duke de Nevers by his spies in the enemy's army, and the Duke imparting it to the Admiral, the latter, when the assault was made, instead of allowing his troops to show themselves on the platform, made them remain on the trench. And to prevent the enemy from mounting the breach, he placed a good number of arquebusiers in the casemates and other artillery on the flanks fronting the fosse. And when, on St. Bartholomew's Day, 24th of August, the enemy gave the assault in several quarters according to their project, and not seeing anyone appear for the defence, they commenced mounting the breach. But as the arquebusiers in the casemates and the artillerymen on the flanks did their duty, a constant fire being also kept up by the town, the defence was such that after 6 hours' toil, the besiegers were compelled to retire with the loss of about 1,000 men. And on their retreat, the garrison sallied forth and killed a few others who were more slow to escape. This news was brought to the king yesterday and has confirmed and increased the hopes of His Majesty and of everybody else that the town will be kept. And although it's heard that they are again about to make another more formidable assault, it is nevertheless hoped that through the heart taken by the besieged owing to this feat, they will maintain it manfully." Although St. Quentin had been a victory for Spain, aided by English troops, Mary I's husband, Philip of Spain, just didn't have the finance or the troops to take things further and to march on Paris. France was able to plan her revenge, and that she did when she took Calais from the English in January 1558. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 27th of August 1549, the Battle of Dussingdale took place near Norwich in East Anglia. It ended Kett's rebellion once and for all. You can find out what happened on that day in 1549 and what happened to the rebels who survived the battle in last year's video, and you'll find a link to that in the description. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.